This is an MUT Radio podcast.
This is your Campus Voice, 4 to 5 p.m. weekdays.
Yes, again, joining us on the Campus Voice, where your voice matters, is Dr. Musa Zulu. Welcome to the MUT Radio.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. But I guess I should say it right from the beginning that I've lived a very beautiful life. Mm-hmm. I only left university after honors level, which means I could never be Dr. Musa Zulu. Okay. But people love me so much that they always heap me with these accolades, just like you have referred to me as Dr. Zulu.
Yes.
I'm actually just Mr. Zulu.
All right, perfect.
Yes, ma'am.
So, okay, moving on, can you please tell us more about your journey till this day? Because having to go through such a traumatic experience and you actually live your life like a normal person would, how has the journey been up until now?
It has been an amazing journey of rising and falling.
Mm-hmm.
Fact is, a disability is not a very easy reality to face, especially if it happens to you not from birth. Not that people that were born with a disability find it easy. But remember, I was only paralyzed in 1995 at the age of 23, which meant a lot of readjusting so that I find my state of balance and can also be of value to both myself and society. But I've discovered that if you are with a disability, but you are only focused on your abilities, that people also tend to look at you from that perspective. Maybe which is why you are referring to me as Dr. Zulu when I do not have a doctorate at all.
Yes, yes.
But one of the things that I've also discovered is how welcoming society is to a positive mind. Most people will always say, well, I don't fit in this circle. This circle always wants to exclude me to a point where they inculcate personalities that are a bit repelling. And it's not only with people with disabilities, it is with any other person. It is when you sit in at the center of the crowd and literally feel like you are the spotlight, number one, or feel that your spotlight is also shining on others, that people start gravitating towards you and they literally skip above the common stereotypes that you have a disability or that you are a woman or that you are black or that you are younger than the others in the group. It's all about how we position ourselves, number one, and how we present ourselves. But the other thing that I've also learned over the 26 years of sitting in a wheelchair is how blessed I am to have been paralyzed in a country like South Africa that has made a lot of strides towards accommodating people with disabilities. A country with a constitution that treats all of us as equal. Of course, in reality, it's not the same. But at least it has a constitution that says people with disabilities also should be given their fundamental human rights, number one. Number two, opportunities equally with others in society. And that stereotypes that discriminate against people with disabilities can never exclude them from something, for instance, a job opportunity. Because in South Africa, we have what is called an Employment Equity Act. And then there's many other things that have happened to me over the 26 years that I've been in a wheelchair, writing books that people love and they buy in numbers. And on top of that, even ask me to come to their places of work or places where they stay to give community, to give motivational talks. I am also a motivational speaker, which is why I'm talking about delivering motivational talks. And honestly, in the 26 years that I've been in a wheelchair, I don't think I've ever been denied an opportunity to come and present myself, number one, without even doing any work, and number two, presenting myself to do these motivational talks and discover that people were resisting me.
Well, that's very profound and very, you know, inspirational, you know, having to, you know, be in the situation that you are in right now for such a long time, but still have the courage, still have that motivation and determination to do the best that you can at all times. That's very inspiring. That's very inspiring.
It's not only just inspiring, but there is a reality about life that all of us need to learn. Wherever that life positions you, you need to find your traction. For instance, not a single person in South Africa, except for one white lady, Gaynor Young, I think that's her name, who had been involved in an accident and was left disabled, had ever written a book about that experience. I still do not know and do not believe that there was any person with a disability in South Africa that had written a black, that had written a book. So when I was paralyzed and I was always gifted in language, I knew that I had to tell this story in a way that is going to make the person understand exactly what I'm going through, but at the same time also read my mind in terms of my future aspirations and the things that I still wanted to accomplish. Mm-hmm. Now, if you position yourself in such a way as I did, you can always turn your disability into an ability. Because there are people out there whose close companions mm-hmm. are in a wheelchair, or whose mother is in a wheelchair, whose daughter is in a wheelchair, whose friend is in a wheelchair, whose colleague is in a wheelchair. Now, if you write a book in the positive about a disability, those that have people with disabilities in their midst are the first ones that are going to want to pick that book and go to this other person with a disability and say, read this. Mm-hmm. Or even a parent with a child that is not wanting, not necessarily a child with a disability, a child that is not wanting to harness the opportunities that a parent is giving to them. The first thing that a parent does is pick up that book that I've written and say, look at this. You have all your limbs and your abilities, but you're not getting up to do 1, 2, 3. Mm-hmm. Look at this man with a disability and how much he has achieved. It's a matter of positioning yourself where you know that your disability is not necessarily a curse, but mm-hmm. could also be a lesson to someone else. Number one, as to how to avoid it, and number two, how to turn it around into your abilities.
Mm-hmm. So knowing that you are an award-winning author, what exactly inspired you to write the book? And please give us a summary of your book.
Please give you some?
A summary of your book.
I have 4 books all in all. The first one, The Language of Me, mm-hmm. which was published in 2004. That one was about how I was dealing with this new life in a wheelchair. And then after that, I wrote A Wheels on the Sole of My Shoes, mm-hmm. because I discovered that in this wheelchair, my shoes never really get old. Mm. And it's not as literal as that, my child. Mm. It literally means, in this wheelchair, I have been accorded the opportunity to sit on wheels that can take me from point A to point B. And in that way, even if I'm not walking, as long as these wheels are there, I have mobility that is guaranteed for me. And after that, I wrote Mastering the Art of mm-hmm. Self-Motivation, a beautiful book that I wrote as I speak. Because I'm a motivational speaker, there are certain things that come naturally to communicate with another person, and I wanted to write a book along the lines of what I say and as freely as I always put it. Mm-hmm. The last book that I've just published is I'm At, the 40th anniversary essay, because I'm not only a writer and a motivational speaker, but also probably one of the greatest artists that have ever graced the planet.
That's so great, you know. But for those that want to purchase your books or want to read more, where can they get the books?
Before you even purchase my book, there is so much that I've written that is for free and almost as powerful as the books that I've written. If you follow me on social media, mm-hmm. you will literally be reading the story of my life, mm-hmm. because for everything that I do, I will go to social media to unpack the meaning. And the meaning is always in the positive. Mm-hmm. So if people really want to know the life that I live, number one, and the nature of the writings that I deliver, you just have to follow me on Facebook in particular, because I post every single day these little thoughts that come into my mind that I think should be shared with others for their own inspiration.
Mm-hmm. So,
and if you follow me on Facebook, then you will know the books that I've written, and mm-hmm. it will channel you to how you find the book, and you can have a copy for yourself.
Okay, so for those that want to, you know, go through your stories and your social media, can you kindly give us your handles?
Mosa Izulu mm-hmm. on Facebook, at Mosa Izulu mm-hmm. on on Twitter. Mm-hmm. I'm also available on LinkedIn as Mosa Izulu, and I think on Instagram it's registered more. Handle yakhona, it's my company than my name.
Oh, okay.
Valhalla Arts. At Valhalla Arts. That's where you'll find me on Instagram.
All right. So, okay, Mr. Zulu, okay, just to ask you, Njelombuzo, do you play sports or is there a specific sport that you love?
I was never a sporty person. I remember when I was lying in hospital, I always used to exercise a lot, but I never really was into sports. And my mother, who has always had a sense of humor, came through to say, I know now why these legs were always not as fit as your upper torso. It's because they were always ready to give up. They've given up right now. So I was never really a sporty person. I play a lot of Scrabble, which is a word game. And then with my children, sometimes I'll sit down to play your Monopoly and all of that stuff. I grew up playing tennis, but was never a very good tennis player, only because my father was a tennis player that always just wanted to take us to the tennis court.
Scrabble and Monopoly, the game of intellectuals.
But the game that I play every day is the game called Drive. There is nothing that inspires me more than sitting behind the steering wheel of a car to drive across all plains. As a motivational speaker, I receive invitations from all over South Africa and some from the other side of the board. And most of the time, I will go to those motivational speaking sessions driving myself than flying. I love it because as I see the world rolling by and I'm driving away, it inspires me to write new lines because I'm free. It also inspires me to draw. As an artist, I always should be out there for inspiration.
Your Campus Voice, 4 to 5 p.m. weekdays. This is a MUT Radio podcast.